With your daily Fortis News Break, I'm Gabriel Hughes, filling in for Jimmy Hicks. A new report shows an increase of violent crimes against European Christians. This according to the Observatory on Intolerance and Discrimination Against Christians in Europe. The report on events in the month of May shows 37 verified anti-Christian hate crimes across 11 countries. Crimes include arson, theft, vandalism, physical violence, and disruption of worship services. Pray for Christians in Europe to hold fast in the midst of persecution. Over to China, where authorities with the Chinese Communist Party detained two church leaders and dozens of members, including children, after raiding a house church on Sunday. Witnesses said about 50 to 60 police interrupted the worship service of Early Rain Covenant Church and arrested more than 30 people. Early Rain has been a target of the CCP since the church first started meeting 20 years ago. In December of 2018, Chinese officials arrested more than 100 members of the church in a single service. Pray for these brothers and sisters and their families as they continue to worship God and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. In Nigeria, a report on persecution has highlighted how Christian women and their daughters suffer the most violence at the hands of the nation's Islamic militants, including abductions, sexual violence, and forced marriage. Nigeria has the highest faith-related kidnappings of any country. Pray that God would keep these women and girls near to Him and His justice would be done. Back to the United States, yesterday I shared with you about how some Christian baseball players were peacefully protesting Pride nights held at their local stadiums. When players are forced to wear rainbow pride colors as part of the uniform, some have been writing Genesis 9, 12-16 in white lettering on their hats, the Bible passage that explains the true meaning of the rainbow. Well, Major League Baseball has said this will no longer be tolerated. Said MLB Chief Communications Officer Pat Courtney, "The writing on the cap violates our rules, and consistent with normal practice, we have warned the players about future violations." The San Francisco Giants issued an apology to anyone who was offended by their players who wrote Genesis 9 on their hats. They said, "We understand that the choices by individual players have caused pain and anger to many in the LGBTQ+ community, and we are sorry for that. Those choices do not change our organization's commitment to inclusion, belonging, and creating a welcoming environment to all." Yeah, welcome to everyone but Christians. As 1 Peter 4, 4-5 says, "They are surprised when you do not join them in the same flood of debauchery and they malign you, but they will give an account to Him who is ready to judge the living and the dead." We must be ready to take a firm stand with Christ and trust God with the rest. This is your Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Go to fortisinstitute.org. Subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app for daily updates. And until tomorrow, go serve your King.